I'm here with Claire Proctor, who is the Education Officer for Schools and Colleges at the Belgrave Theatre. Hi Claire, how are you?
I'm good, thank you, Rosie. Hello.
Hello. Claire, could you start by telling us a bit about your job as Education Officer and what that involves?
I can. It's about primarily making partnerships and relationships with schools. And that's both by developing new projects and workshops and strands of work for schools that feed into what their priorities are. And it's also about making schools aware of our ongoing programme of work and shows here at the theatre. So just flagging up those nice little shows that perhaps they'd want to come and see and making sure that we've got all the structures in place which support their visit, like post-show workshops, teachers' packs, that sort of thing.
Yeah. So we're just about to launch our autumn season of shows. Could you maybe give us your recommendations for schools and what should teachers be looking out for as part of our autumn season?
My top tips for teachers. It's a really, really exciting programme. A few name checks off the top of my head are we've got a fantastic show coming up called The Prodigals, which is a home-produced and has come from Edinburgh Festival and has been developed for us. And it combines street dance and modern music to tell the story of two brothers. Yeah, really exciting one for dance and performing arts students out there.
And sounds really young and really fun. It is. Something young people would engage with.
Yeah, if teachers are looking for something that will really motivate their students and that young people, as you say, will want to come and see and would probably come and see in their own time because it's really exciting, I think Prodigals is that show. There will be a series of workshops sitting alongside that on offer as well for a small extra fee. So very early on in the term, so if teachers want to book that, they've got to get in there quickly. Other great shows we've got coming up, we've got One Night in November, which of course is a Coventry favourite, telling the story of wartime Coventry. Great for immersing young people in local history. Really dramatic, immersive piece of theatre. I understand there are lots of bangs. I've yet to see it and it's been on several times. Understand there are lots of exciting bangs and crashes and moments of high drama and I think is one for teachers that they can bring some of their younger secondary pupils to, so kind of key stage three and above. And I appreciate that sometimes theatres can have lots on offer for 16-year-olds and 15-year-olds and perhaps less that is appealing to 12 and 13. So I think this is a great show for bringing your key stage three in.
Brilliant.
Also, I've got to go name check Charlie Peace because I think that's going to be a personal favourite of mine. Charlie Peace's amazing life and astounding legend. Surprises me that it's a little known story of one of Victorian England's most famous villains, thief, murderer, musician and master of disguise, and I think it's got a really interesting story for young people to engage with, and the style of theatre, Victorian sideshow, which sounds amazing, complete with showmen as well. So if teachers out there want to bring their drama students, their design students to come and engage with a piece of theatre that really offers something quite different, I think Charlie Peace will be your one. And also be appealing to PSHE and citizenship, because we've got all these questions about what makes a criminal, where does criminality stem from, do bad deeds make bad people, all of those questions of ethics I think sit in there as well.
Fascinating stuff.
And of course primary, I'm just waffling on about the secondary and college end. We've got Jack and the Beanstalk. Panto,
it's gonna be fun.
As ever, and that gets booked up quite quickly and is magical and wonderful and the most exciting time to work in theatre.
Looking forward to that. Thanks for talking to us, Claire.
Thank you.
Bye.